Rock Station, Shea 106 Dacomity Radio Show with Eric and Randall.
I'm Randall Moore.
Yes, I am.
I just go around saying that all the time.
I know. I'm Randall Moore.
Jeez, man.
All right. I'm Randall Moore.
Told you. I can't help myself.
Yeah, what are they? I'm going to have to get the doctors to look into that, find out what that disease is.
I'm Randall Moore.
Furious 7, number one at the box office, 4 weeks in a row, worldwide. How much has it made, Eric?
$1.3 billion.
Whoa. I'm thinking that's a lot of money.
That is fifth biggest all time
but
in
that's
just 4 weeks.
In just a month. Usually the all-time take quite a while to build up to that. So
right.
It's on its way up there. Great car movie. I because of its popularity, I noticed that Fast and Furious number 6 was available for us to watch. So I watched that a couple of weeks ago.
So did I.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cars in it.
Yeah, the only other one I'd seen was the Tokyo Drift, where they went to Japan to race, which was pretty cool, too. Yes, there were lots of cars.
Lots of cars.
Yeah. You like movies with cars, Randall?
Yeah, some.
Yeah.
Not a good car chase.
Yeah? Like what?
The best, I think, going way back now, would be French Connection. Remember that with Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
That's back in the 70s. A hell of a car chase, though.
Yeah.
One of the best ever.
They were using really old, like, 1970s cars in that movie.
Yeah.
Having not invented the other ones since.
I actually noticed that.
Yeah. It's like, what are they doing? Vintage cars. Yeah. They couldn't get any new ones? What?
Have you been at that lounge this morning?
What? Me? No. I'm short $7 bucks, though. What is your favorite car movie?
The original Italian Job with Michael Caine.
Oh, yeah. That was the mini Austins, right? The little little cars.
Was that Michael Caine who called in?
I think it was. He's not working these days. So he's looking for
trying to pimp his own flicks.
My God, that's pathetic.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. You okay?
It's the duel. It's Dennis Weaver with the Valiant and the truck driver that you never see except his boot.
That was a scary one that
it
duel.
Was yeah
one of those
you
Stevens,
never saw the guy
yeah Steven yeah. Spielberg directed that before he got into Jaws and all that. It was a very, very good movie. What are some of the other suggestions we have? Go ahead.
Hey there, just in response to your question about the best car movies ever. Mm-hmm. I know Nicolas Cage is the star, but my absolute favorite is Gone in 60 Seconds. I think every single car in that movie is amazing, and I watch that movie over and over again. It's my absolute favorite.
That's cool. I like the way she says, well, I know Nicolas Cage is in it. You know, but I mean, even with that,
but
it's still a good movie. Yeah,
the cars are the stars, despite the involvement of Nicolas Cage.
Who is the female lead in that, Derek?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Yeah. The original Gone in 60 Seconds, awesome car movie, too.
How old is that?
I'm talking about 69, somewhere in there.
Do you remember who was in that?
No.
Nobody in particular?
I don't remember the actors.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Okay, it's been around for a while. What do you think? Doc and Woody voicemail, 750-4636. Favorite movie about cars, car movies?
Have you heard about Randall Moore?
You okay, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'm owed $7 too.
We're also talking on Twitter. Woody just brought up Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Is that? That's a car movie.
Kind of, sort of like a uniquely dystopian car.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, but they had to get gas, right? That was part of the whole deal there.
That makes it a car then.
And they were racing cars. And that was a car movie. It's all cars, basically.
That was a cool movie.
The Road Warrior was definitely a car movie.
Very similar.
Yeah.
The new Mad Max movie, by the way, I think it's coming out this summer.
Yeah.
It looks tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that one.
It just looks amped up. I mean, the old Max Mag was good. But
really good.
The new one looks amazing. So Mad Max movies, that count as car movies?
Definitely.
Okay. Batman.
What about Gran Torino?
The Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not all about, like, Mad Max's and Road Warriors, all it takes place in cars.
Yeah, but we're talking the Batmobile.
Okay, well, it's a great car, I don't think it's a car movie.
It's not. Batmobile is never the star of the movie.
No.
What about Gran Torino? It's right there in the title, guys.
Yeah, except the car never leaves the garage.
Get off my lawn? No. That does not count.
Nice car, though.
No.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
It does leave the garage, though, right at the end of the movie.
Yes, it does. Sure. Yeah. Well, finally.
So it qualifies.
Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. This is not, per se, a car movie, but it is the Blues Brothers, the best car chase ever.
Well, give it an honorary mention, right? Just like French Connection.
Forgot about that one.
Had a great car chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but French Connection never went through a shopping mall.
No,
that's true.
There was great car smash-ups and all in the Blues Brothers. Speaking of the Blues Brothers, Elwood Blues, who hosts the Blues Mobile here on Shea 106, tomorrow night will be featuring Ottawa's J.W. Jones. That's at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. J.W.'s got a brand-new album out.
Yeah.
Called Belmont Boulevard. Fantastic guitar player. And if you wanted to see him live, he's playing with Buddy Guy tonight out at the Centerpoint Theater, which will be a
you're going to that,
show.
Aren't you? You said your wife wanted to go. And
well, I sent her a note, asked her if she wanted to go, and she's changed her mind. So we're not going.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. Probably the part where I said, yeah, we could go. It's going to be really late, and this is how much it costs. And
is this how you act?
I
thought you were only pathetic around here.
I was pushing my agenda a little bit.
Sorry, honey. We can't afford to go now. I spent $7 on some membership.
It's 7:54, Doc and Woody Show at Shea 106.